This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth with onion slice.
What do you think if you were in charge of the Illinois Restaurant Association and be a big fat guy who couldn't get out of a chair? What do you think then?
Can you imagine if you just got to walk around and you were all the restaurants that we have here in this city that are so amazing?
All the fabulous food? Look at this guy. He's in fabulous shape.
How is that possible?
Got to work out every morning because I got to hit all these beautiful, great restaurants.
And you got to eat.
Culinary capital. Got to eat. Got to eat.
Sandberg, introduce our guest, please.
Well, no, you're going to make me say his last name.
Sam Toya.
Sam. Oh, okay. There you go. Sam Toya.
Yeah. you had name fear there.
I did. You put me on the spot.
President and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Nice to see you as always.
Thanks for having me. Nice to see you as well.
And we're specifically going to be talking about Chicago Gourmet, the most amazing food event in the city.
Yeah, so spell it out. What happens?
Well, Chicago Gourmet is the premier food and wine show in the country. I don't care what South Beach says or Pebble Beach. We have the best food and wine show in Millennium Park the fourth weekend in September every year. This is our 12th year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we start planning now?
We do start planning now. Yeah, okay. We have over 240 chefs that participate.
Last week of September, you going with me?
I'm going to go. Okay. I've been many times. I just love this event.
You've never
love
asked it. Me to go with you?
No, that's true. I didn't.
And it's grown.
You always say
you're busy. Wait.
You don't get in the
city. No, it's true. I didn't. That was your entire sentence.
Because she knows you're going to decline. Did you hear it? She knows you're going to say no.
You always say you want to be invited, but you never go.
You got to
so
go.
So I figure that out.
In Sam's case, I'll make an exception.
Aw, thank you, Steve. We appreciate that. Beautiful.
But the Restaurant Association work continues all year long.
Yeah, it does. It does. You know, we got James Beard starting in a couple weeks. We have the... this week we had the Eats Week. It starts tomorrow for the James Beard Awards. That's on May 6th at the Lyric Opera House. As you all know, that is the Oscars of the culinary industry. And we have the James Beard Awards here in the culinary capital of the United States through 2027.
What's Eats Week?
Eats Week is that you get, we have over 130 restaurants participating, and they give a dish that represents James Beard. So we have 130 restaurants participating, and they give donations to the James Beard Foundation's scholarship program. And James Beard Scholarship Program has given over $8 million in scholarships to the future culinary leaders throughout here in the United States. So we're raising money
for these two
young folks.
Sandberg and Devlantis, they go out and eat, and never together, they go out and eat all the time. Is there a restaurant in town that you haven't been to that you'd love to go to?
And I feel like they're popping up just in my own neighborhood in the West Loop every single week. It's hard to keep track. There's the new Hoxton Hotel. There's they've got a restaurant everyone's talking about.
Yep, that's another Stephanie Iser. Boca Group, yeah. Boca Group seems to open a new restaurant every 2 weeks.
Don't they? And then I just heard about a great lunch spot, Bellamore, that everyone seems to go to. And I don't know. There's just so much to check out.
I'm still working at eating my way through the Wells Street Market.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Where are you?
I've done a French fry thing. I've eaten tacos. I'm waiting for a day where I'm really hungry to get a big sandwich, these big, really delicious sandwiches. So,
which you could eat for a week.
Yeah.
I thought you were eating your way through the Pedway.
I've pretty much eaten my way through the Pedway already.
Because you got all the way over to City Hall?
I did get the way to the City Hall, yeah, because I didn't do any repeats. You know, there's the ones that keep the franchises, or whatever. So I did.
What's the most repeated franchise in the Pedway?
Ooh, that's a great question.
It's like a Potbelly's or a McDonald's or something?
Is there more than one Dunkin'?
There is more than one Dunkin'. There's, you know what, Anna? That might be it. The Dunkin's or the Aubanpan.
Aubanpan.
Yes.
Tribune.
Aubanpan.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the you can get those videos at our website.
Yeah, because they're still up there where you are eating your way through that bedway. All right, so when did tickets go on sale for September?
So the tickets go on sale. We did our pre-sale already, and that was... We sold that out records. And you online right now and buy tickets for Chicago Gourmet at chicagogourmet.org. We have Saturday and Sunday tickets that are $195 per person. Remember, you get to taste premier wines and beers and spirits and taste foods from over 240 chefs. This is the ticket to have. It's the fourth weekend in September, September 27th to 29th, and you can go online at chicagogourmet.org to buy your tickets now.
And one of the things I like about this event is that I don't don't always want to sit down and have a stuffy meal. And so this is a fun, you know, you get to walk around. You're not tied to one dining experience. And you're trying it, but it's relaxed and enjoyable, and you can interact with people.
Yeah, and your return on investment's pretty solid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for $195, what you're going to be eating and drinking? Come on.
The chefs bring it. I mean, because you have the top chefs America, Chicago.
Absolutely, chefs from throughout the country, but we have some of our great talent here, from the Stephanie Eiser to Rick Bayless to Paul Kahan, all these, you know, Graham Elliott, all these great chefs participate in Chicago Gourmet.
Sam, when was the last time you paid for a meal in Chicago?
Oh, come on. I'm a great tipper.
I don't know if they're all laid out yet, but there's always those events around Chicago Gourmet as well.
Yes. Like
the Hamburger Hop and things.
Yes, we have the Hamburger Hop. That's the Friday before that, September 26th. We have ancillary events, which we'll be announcing in June, but we always have some great ancillary events around Chicago Gourmet.
It'd be a good name for a restaurant, ancillary.
Yeah, because you got to, like, prime your stomach. Yes. You know, you got to eat at the ancillary events first before you hit up the big gourmet event.
And you said you're going to announce more of those coming up.
Yes, in June. That's right.
All right. So I know you've got these weekend tickets left, but these are the daily tickets, right? Is that what
these
I'm talking about?
These are the daily tickets. You could buy weekend tickets, too. So if you want to buy weekend tickets, that's $310. You can come all weekend long, but you definitely better be in shape to be drinking and eating. So
right.
You're using Uber and Lyft all weekend long.
By Sunday, is it just sad as you see people waddling in for more?
Right. They're all wearing glasses. Plastic waist pants.
Right. Sweatpants Sunday.
Sweatpants Sunday. That's
Chicago
right.
Chicago Gourmet. Well, Sam, you do a great job. And if you only had some energy.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm a little shy. I'm trying to get out of my shell here. I'm working on it.
And Super Joe suggested that Sam come back for the accent challenge that we do, because he's got a definite...
I can't tell. Where's he from?
Chicago.
Is he from Chicago?
What neighborhood are you from?
I grew up on Belmont and Austin.
Oh,
there you
love
go.
It.
Yeah. Northwest side of Chicago, and I still live on the northwest side of Chicago.
Northwest side.
Northwest side.
People come in from all over the country. What's the farthest way you've ever heard somebody from coming to Chicago?
Australia.
That's pretty fast.
We couldn't get any kangaroo that weekend?
We do have some kangaroo. We don't get some kangaroo meat. You're going to taste some this
year. Oh, I was going to come, but Devlantis won't bring me.
I'd invite you, but then you won't come. That's the issue.
He's coming this year. If I got to come and get him, he's going to come.
Sam, I'll be
right over there.
You bring out that northwest side thing.
That's right.
You get your guys on Steve.
Yeah, I'm from the far west side, as you know. So, Sam, great to see you. For information on this, to get tickets, where do you send them?
ChicagoGourmet.org.
All right.
Go on up there and buy your tickets, and we'll see you September 27th through the 29th, Millennium Park, the best food and wine show in America.
And if anybody ever asks us, food in Chicago, you got a guy? I got a guy. I got Sam.
You got me.
I got Sammy Toya.
Sammy Toya. Yeah.